What would happen if we let God pass by and grabbing their arms, we cried, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. And then we told them of this one who would cleanse and heal their wounds, free them from a guilty conscience, and break the cycle of the iniquity of generations. What would happen then? I realize many of them would not believe and they'd walk away, continuing down the broad road that leads to destruction, but not all. Some would listen, and God would pour out his loving kindness upon them. Beloved, if you're going to discover what God says about sex, you have to look at what the scripture says about various sexual behaviors. Listen to Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Also, you shall not have intercourse with any animal to be defiled with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourselves by any of these things, for by all these the nations which I am casting out before you have become defiled. For the land has become defiled. Therefore I have visited its punishment upon it, so the land has spewed out its inhabitants. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of these abominations. He says, for whoever does any of these abominations, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people. Thus you are to keep my charge, that you do not practice any of the abominable customs which have been practiced before you, so as not to defile yourselves with them. I am the Lord your God. If you're involved in any of these things, including incest or the sexual abuse of children, it's imperative that you see for yourself what God says and that you understand that you are what you are, not because you were born that way, but because of your wrong initiation into sex, because you just didn't know the truth, because of a lie you believed somewhere along the way.